Mighty John, the record guy, is on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
You know, it's tag sale and flea market season and all that stuff now.
Yeah.
So here are the top 10 records that are worth over $100. And this is interesting because my wife just bought me a turntable for Christmas.
Right.
And I'm back in the vinyl, John.
Oh, nice. Wonderful.
Oh, it's so friggin' awesome. There's something very romantic about putting that needle down and hearing the warmth of the needle and the vibration and the...
Yep.
Awesome. There's nothing like it.
Yep.
Nothing like it. So I've been out like thumbing through albums, thinking of you a lot.
Oh.
I'm like, I wonder if I have that $1,000 album for 25 cents right now.
Nice.
But I don't know.
Right.
You know. I don't know.
We don't know.
So here's the list.
Well, this is 10 for March, not the top 10 of all time, for March. We'll look at it, AC/DC 45, Flick of the Switch, with its picture sleeve, current value up to $100. The B-52s, Rock Lobster, the original on B-52s Records, with picture sleeve up to $100. Lift of Santana, the album Santana, currently up to $150. Look for Black Sabbath, Master of Reality, with its poster. Came with a poster, making it worth up to $200.
If it doesn't have the poster, what's
it's
it worth?
It's about $50 to $75.
Okay, that's still good.
Wow, yeah. So yeah. The poster is carrying the day there.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Now, speaking of yard sales and Goodwill, this was one I found at Goodwill, so I thought I'd pass it along. It's kind of difficult to understand, but maybe you will. David Bowie, the album Changes One Bowie. I found this out at Goodwill. And on it is a song called John, I'm Only Dancing with John Lennon. If in the lyrics you hear the words Annie is pretty neat, $20. But if in the lyrics you hear Annie's kind of sweet, $200. And that's one I found.
Wow. So, how is that possible?
Re-recorded it, didn't, who knows, we don't, it's David Bowie, I don't know, but
that's part of the
far
changes.
Fewer of them, far fewer of them with Annie's kind of sweet, so it makes it worth more money. Wow. Motown, very collectible, look for Marvin Gaye, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, current value for the album, up to $200. Simon & Garfunkel, their album Bookends, again, a little thing makes a big difference. If you have a copy, look at the label. If you see two Columbia logos on the label, $15. But if you see three CBS logos on the label, $400.
Oh, wow.
So little things make a big difference. How about the Stones, 45 for them? It's All Over Now, with its picture sleeve up to $400. 1990, Fish, Lawn Boy, current value up to $600. Hmm. And the Beatles, always collectible. Look for their hit, It's a Hard Day's Night. The album, the original, up to $250. Now, if you were ever at radio and got a promo copy, $3,500.
Oh,
and if you found a pink vinyl promo copy, $12,000 for the Beatles.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But, you know, you always mention these records being worth money, but who's buying them? Like, if I have this one, who's going to buy that from me?
Well, if you have anything worth over $1,000, I always tell people to use the major auction houses like Christie's or Julian's or Heritage Odyssey. They handle high-end value vinyl. Yeah, they'll take a cut, but they're going to find the collectors faster. Other than that, eBay is still a good source. Facebook Marketplace has been good lately, as well as Craigslist. Huh. And record buyers are always checking Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace.
So that was a very polite way for him to say, don't call me, AJ.
Okay.
We do put out a directory of buyers on our website. But
I'm calling you anyway. I'm calling you anyway.
What were we going to say, Damien?
Oh, I was going to say, so not your local pawn shop is basically, just stay away from that.
Yeah, I'll give you 25 bucks for that, yeah.
The thing I would tell people, if you know what it's worth and consider what you paid for it in the first place, you can make an informed decision on whatever you accept. If you sell to a local dealer, you got to remember he's probably not going to pay more than 30% of value, and that's considered fair, as he has to, in turn, turn around and find buyers.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a record, like obviously rarity I know is part of the price point, but have you ever had a record where something happened in the news or something happened with that person that all of a sudden you're like, wow, this is going to be worth more now?
Let me drop dead, right?
Oh, dead?
Yeah, that's a great question. No, notoriety or death does not affect the value of a record.
Really?
It may affect other kinds of collectibles, but not records.
Oh. Well, let's talk to Chris on the road. You have a question for Mighty John?
Yes, I have a record I bought from a tag sale, and it's from supposedly the lunar space, the moon landing, and it's not round, it's square. So does that have any value at all?
To a record collector, not much. Record collectors are basically looking for music, so any kind of spoken word record, it's not going to be too collectible. I've seen them before, and they generally sell in the $30 to $40 price range. It may be worth more to somebody that collects, you know, space memorabilia or historical memorabilia.
What is it?
It's lunar thing?
There's all kinds. Buzz Aldrin put one out. There's all kinds of different. Walter Cronkite did on the space landings, the moon landings. So they're not too collectible because they're spoken word.
Chris, what is it that you have?
Well, it's like it's a square record, and it's from the moon landing.
Back in the 70s.
I got it from the tag sale. And
which moon landing?
Right. Yeah.
There's only one, I believe.
Was there? I don't know. I was kind of young back then.
Thank you for your help, guys. Take
care. All right. Thank you. We got a text from Angela. Can you ask the record guy, ... I inherited thousands and thousands of vinyl, 45s, cassettes, and CDs, miscellaneous genres from 50s on. My dad was quite the music buff. What do I do with all of this?
Well, if you want to sell them, you can go to our website, moneymusic.com. We do put out a directory of buyers, listing people by state. Now, it's free right now with any purchase on our website, so it's a good day to take advantage of it. But find out what they're worth, and when you find out what they're worth, you can make an informed decision on what you're going to accept. The cassettes and the CDs, some CDs can be collectible. I don't deal with them. Cassettes, really not too collectible. I think the major reason being they're just too easy to duplicate. If there were one, you can make all kinds of copies. Same thing with 8-tracks. So the vinyl is where your money is. You've got a lot of 45s, very important. If you have any of those picture sleeves that came with the 45s, they by themselves are always worth more than the record. So keep that in mind.
I wonder how many valuable records I played Frisbee with as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or you just didn't care.
You don't want to know.
Out.
Yeah. You just throw them up in the air and blast them with a shotgun.
Yeah, it's always fun. Yep. Yep.
Right. What a game last night, Sean. Woof. Did you watch the whole thing?
Woof. Yep.
What game?
He's probably talking about the UConn game. We're coming into Nick and Bristol. His call already in progress.
He said woof. Definitely husky woof.
Hey, Nick, you talking about UConn women?
Yep, I'm sorry about that.
No, man.
Woof.
It's cool. What are you calling in with?
I have the Two Virgins album by John and Yoko. Just wondering how much it's worth.
Well, do you have the brown paper wrapper that it came in?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
All right. With the brown paper wrapper, it's up to about $150.
Mo!
Right, for the wrapper.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
The album you throw out. Is Yoko singing on it?
Believe me.
$2.
We'll pay you to keep it.
Right. I'll give me $10 to break it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to see Yoko, so leave the wrapper on it.
Her last name was Oh No.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Nick. All right. Thank you, man. Bobby Sawtucket, Long Island.
Oh, Sawtucket. Cool.
Sawtucket.
Yes, that's me. How you doing, fellas?
I'm good, thank you.
Sound like a character in a mob movie.
Yeah, I'm doing good. And 40 years of listening, this is the first time I ever called, but I felt I had to.
Thank you.
You got time for a quick story?
You know, when people say that, it's usually not quick.
Make it quick. Charles Bronson.
Well, it's a long one, but I'll try and make it
like
quick.
I said.
When I was a kid, when I was a kid, the song Smoke on the Water came out, and it was all over the radio.
Yes, I remember
that. I'm not really a music guy, but it grabbed me and held on to me that when I went to buy that record a couple of years later, I bought two of them because I was afraid I'd wear it out and I wouldn't be able to get it again.
Good thinking.
Yeah.
And after a while, they broke up. Rainbow came out. I bought all their stuff. I thought Blackmore was the greatest thing to ever happen in music. And my whole life, I listened to everything I could find with his name on it.
Cool.
After Rainbow broke up, I was kind of sad. Never heard from him again. About 15 years ago, somebody asked me, you play soccer? I said, soccer? I smoke. I haven't run around in 30 years. Why? They said, you want to play soccer with Richie Blackmore?
Yeah, he does it
a lot. Really?
Yep.
I'll play.
Yep.
And for the last 15 years, I've been playing ball with Richie Blackmore. I've worked for the guy. I go out to dinner with him. And
he's good,
man,
awesome. Too.
But that second record I bought, I still have it and never opened it.
Oh.
Well, after that story, I'd love to have great news for you, but it's not a big collectible to record collectors. It would be up around $30.
Because so many people bought it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to tell my story. I wasn't really worried about the record because $30 isn't much. You know?
I would just be too in my head to play soccer with him because it's like, man, one bad move. My fingers!
Right.
I could never play guitar again!
No.
The most famous rock riff could never be heard by the originator because you broke his fingers!
No, I would never hurt the guy. Believe me, we've been playing ball for 15 years.
Well, that's the thing.
Years.
Yeah, Rich is awesome.
You can't play too aggressive near him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you want to ask him if he has a copy of the hit Hush, because with that picture sleeve for Hush, it's worth up to $400.
Ask your buddy Richie.
Right, Rich. Can I have one of your old albums, please?
Yeah. What a cool story. Hey, Bobby, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
That was the Chaz and AJ Two Roads Road to Ruin call of the day.
All right. We don't have time for another. Dang.
Good heavens, no.
It always goes fast with you, John.
It does, damn it.
Thank you, guys.
You know, we're linked up to John's site, and it's basically free, right?
Yeah, moneymusic.com. Yeah, the big thing we put out is a price guide listing the values for over a million records, and that's $24.95.
Awesome. We're linked up. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.